And we're not talking about like a simple lease agreement, you know, where it's pretty, you know, detailed, simple outline here. If I have a dog, it's going to cost me $50 a month. Or, you know, if I break the window. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Profit Dig Construction Show. I'm about to say radio show.
We
go back and forth. So anyway, my name's Chris Work. I'm here this evening with Jeff Givens, Jeff Spencer.
What's up?
Part of the Profit Dig crew. Check us out, ProfitDig.com. If you're looking for what I believe to be the world's easiest to use job bidding and costing solution, it's only $99 a month. It can help you grow your business or help you decide that construction isn't for you. And that's okay too. You know, once you have the data, it's up to you to make that decision. So tonight's episode is not sponsored by Busch Light. Subscribe to the channel, like the videos, leave some comments, let us know what you want to talk about. And I think we were actually going to talk about some contracts. I've yet to receive my contract from Anheuser-Busch for our sponsorship, so we're going to move on. A different type of contract, but a contract's a contract. You know, you can get something very easy to understand. We're not talking about like a simple lease agreement, you know, where it's pretty, you know, detailed, simple outline here. If I have a dog, it's going to cost me $50 a month. Or, you know, if I break the window, I might be responsible. But when you get in the world of construction, and we're talking about some serious development here, above ground or underground for that matter, when that contract gets thicker and thicker, it is absolutely crucial that you go over that thing with a fine tooth comb. Yeah. And I don't know, Jeff, you tell us, might even retain or consult with your legal counsel and have them take a look at this guy if you're not sure.
Yep. I mean, especially if it's someone you haven't, you know, you've never dealt with before. You always need to look into their contracts and you know, go through with a fine tooth comb. Now there's, you know, a lot of people now use their AIA contracts. That's pretty common.
Yeah.
For even, you know, larger scale construction outfits. And like when you receive one, you know, they're mostly like boilerplate stuff, you know, and they're all going to be the same. Now there's the added pages that they put in, you know, as far as pertaining to each particular job.
Okay.
You know, most of the time, you know, most of your contracts are going to be like 25 pages, 30 pages or less, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood. So, you know, one thing you want to look at, you know, is special conditions. Always look through your special conditions, see if anything pops up, you know. Make sure they have your scope of work listed. Make sure, you know, and I always try to. They don't always do it, but I always try to. And don't be afraid, you know, to mark up a contract. You know, I go through with a highlighter, mark stuff up, send it back and say, you know, I don't like this, you know, change this, or, you know, or we're not going to be able to agree on things.
Yeah.
Before you move on, what's typical turnaround time for making updates? I would always call them red lines.
Pretty quick, you know, with emails and stuff nowadays. Not like it was, you know, 20 years ago when you had to make it, you know, invisibly mail it in and get it back.
Yeah,
carrier pigeon.
Yeah, but, you know, you might get it back later on in the afternoon if we do it early enough for the next day one.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's usually a pretty quick turnaround.
Not bad.
You know, if it's a company you've never dealt with before, and all of a sudden you get a contract in and it's 90 pages, 100 pages, you know, you kind of want to check into that company. And if you don't know anything about them, because a lot of times they're trying to hide some bullshit on you that, you know, could leave you hanging to dry later on in a job. A lot of liability that you don't want. It's when you receive a contract from a contractor, you want to have a good enough relationship with them. And that's what I tell my guys. When we sign a contract and we go on site, I say, yeah, you know, you work for me, but you also, at this point, we're in the contract. So we're a part of this company.
Yeah.
We are you know, just whatever company name it is, we're going to say Joe Blow's company. We just signed a contract with Joe Blow's company, so now we are part of Joe Blow's company on this project.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people, even on a GC level and a sub level, a lot of times, you know, your project manager stuff, you know, they don't always see that. You know, you have married up on this job to become one. You want to give that GC the best job you can give him at a reasonable amount of time to help him make money. And in return, you want him to have your back to make sure that you are going to be protected and not, you know, as long as you do your job, he shouldn't have anything to say against you or any wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But a lot of times they want to point fingers and say, you know, well, this sub's not doing this sub's not doing that, you know, and that's not the way it should be. You know, they should stand behind you and unless you are doing something wrong.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah. if you're delivering everything you said you would, right, then that's, I guess that's a pretty good sign of it.
I guess it's common.
You may not want to work for on the next one.
But. Well, and you know, contracts, sure, they're there to protect both parties.
Yeah.
The GC has signed a contract with the owner. You know, the subs don't know what that contract looks like or anything else. You know, we talked about in an earlier video, you know, look at your pay schedule. You know, look at how many days they're going to hold your money before you get paid.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, if you can't do that, you need to let them know up front, you know, like, hey, you know, I may be low bid on this, but I've got to have my money a little bit sooner. You know, can you pay me sooner? You know, that's something that you got to kind of negotiate with them. Yeah. A larger GC will go ahead and pay you out of their pocket. If they have worked with you in the past, you know, they can trust you that you're going to finish the job, you know, they'll go ahead and pay you. But those are things you got to kind of work out with them. You know, just like my bid proposals I send in. When I send in a bid proposal, at the very bottom, I've got a place for them to sign and date. And underneath there it says, by signing and dating this proposal, you agree to all terms and scope of work that is listed in this proposal. And I said, at this time, when this proposal has been signed and dated, it becomes a legal binding document. And that is a contract. Just that simple. Two pages. So, I mean, you know, it's a contract doesn't have to be complicated, but through history, there's been ways that people have been sued and everything else, you know, to where they don't forget about it. So they add it into the contract.
Yep. Yep.
Make sure it don't happen again.
Well, when a contract becomes complicated, that's when you should, you know, do your due diligence.
Right. Yeah.
And have you ever had any personal contract horror stories or known anyone to go through?
I mean, we've been to court on a few jobs, you know, over the years. But there's been some, it's turned out good for us. And another thing too, you know, always make sure your guys in the field are documenting on a daily basis. They need to keep a diary, all your guys. Your foremans need to keep a diary. What goes on every day, they need to, you know, monitor the weather. If it rains that day, how much did it rain? How long did it rain? What time did it start raining? What was the temperatures outside?
I think we'll make a separate video on that, about job condition tracking.
Hold that thought, Jeff Spencer. Yeah. Because we're gonna take a little break, and I say we come right back, and we're going to jump into that.
All right.
That's pretty cool. I've not really thought about that.
But, yeah, it's we've been in places, you know, in situations before where we've been in court, and the case literally was hinging on my guys in the field and what they had documented as far as what had been done.
What had been done?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Let's go there.
All right.
So guys, I'm gonna close this up. I'm wrapping it up here. This episode was not brought to you by Busch Light. I'm Chris Work. This is Jeff Spencer. Got Jeff Givens here with ProfitDig.com, the world's easiest to use job bidding and costing solution. Check us out. Subscribe to our channel. Like our videos. Leave us some comments. Let us know what you want to talk about. And we're going to see you soon. Later.